together. Come on. Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, this a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Lord, everybody, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are this morning. Just praise God this morning because he is so worthy to be praised. And as we all know, that song right there, it is just so powerful. I don't care if I have to hear it every single day. It builds me up. It puts me in a place to let me know how my day is going to start. Sometimes we need things in our lives to be a motive, to motivate us, to encourage us. So whenever that song comes on, it gets my motor running. It lets me know that I can do all things, everything that I have set forth before me in today, that I'll be able to accomplish it. And if I'm not able to accomplish it, I will give my best in doing so. Good morning to all our international listeners, all our listeners that's all over the United States of America, our local listeners as well. We come before you today with love, peace, and happiness, but most of all, joy, because we woke up this morning. We're up. We're commanding our atmosphere for us to have a great day in the Lord. We will walk on over the heads of scorpions. We will walk through hurdles, not around. We will walk through because we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers, and we have the ability to do so because we are children of the Most High. And with that being said, Minister Chiquita, if you are on the line, bring us in with a prayer so we can just go ahead and go before, sit at the table and break our daily bread and drink our living water.
Good morning. Thank you, Minister Nita. Thank you, Apostle, for allowing me this opportunity. And I would like to thank the listeners for tuning in to ADM this morning. What a glorious morning that God has presented us this morning. And we thank you, God, for allowing us to present ourselves before you, God, and may we be a living, willing, walking, living testimony to God, to obey all the things that not unholy unto you, God. May we do the things that are holy and righteous unto you, God, for your righteous sake, your Lord. May we usher in your spirit, Lord, and may we hold up to you, God, the things that you want us to do, God, the things that are righteous, God, the things that are right, God. Please, God, help us, Lord, to turn from the ways, Lord, that are not unto you, O God. Help us, God, to be righteous into you, God. Help us, God. Please, God, Jesus Christ. Make us walk straight, Lord. Make us be not weary, God. Make us have strength, Lord. Make us this fear that we have in our spirit, Lord, may we break it, O God, and we take it away, and you band it, God, back to the place and where it came from, God, and you uphold, and may we uphold in you, O God, the things that we shall abide by, God. We thank you, O God, for giving us the strength to walk into you, O God. We giving us the light, Lord, giving us the grace, Lord, to walk into you and be a part into your world, Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us the strength, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We declare and we decree into the heavens, O God, for the strength, Lord. We thank you, God. We ask you, God, now to go out into the world, God, and you ask to you. You save hearts and you save the world like you do, O God. But let them know that you are who you are, God. And may we do your work to where we know, they know that you are doing the work in our life to show that your magnificence up to this world, God. Thank you, God, for being a light into our life. Thank you for being a light into my life, God. May we once walked and we saw in the gray. May you make our light and our eyes see into the color. I thank you, oh God, for this. I thank you for these blessings, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus' name. In your name, oh God, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Shakita said one thing that she said, she asked God to usher in the spirit. And as me and my sister was searching the scriptures last night, one thing we are coming upon, a couple of scriptures today, because one thing that we realize is on Sunday, God, going back to that prophetic, I just cannot leave it alone, because it's what God said, and that means that he placed responsibilities on us. So that prophetic word came out, giving us a responsibility over our own lives that we have to receive. And we know we know what Satan's job is. We say it all the time, to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have to be in a place where we can overcome the things that Satan has in our lives. And in order for us to accomplish what God has for us. So on today, we're going to give you what the Spirit gave us, what we felt, a scripture, several scriptures that could help us. And being that we are not selfish when it comes to the word, we chose to help you all with it too, in hope. And the first scripture, I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to come out the way for a couple of minutes and let Minister Elect Monica give her expounding on it. But it's in Zechariah 4:6, and just giving you a little bit of briefing about Zechariah. He was given the responsibility to build rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, and got to the point of discouragement. It was a real hard time for the people, and it was a hard time for him to get it done, the responsibility. But see, God had put some prophets there to help him, to continue to encourage him. Hey, God, and Zechariah, they were there to continue to help him, to continue to go through and let him know that because God was with him and on his side, that nothing was going to stop him. And when God gave that prophetic word on Sunday, he was letting us know that I'm with you. I'm on your side. I'm here to help you. I'm giving you forewarning. So when I prayed and asked God for scriptures or the Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, to scriptures, this is where he took me to. And I'm just going to go to 4, and it says, then he said to me, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel, it is not by force nor by strength, but my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's army. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, this is 7, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, may God bless it, may God bless it. And let me just to expound just a little what God was saying. It's not by his force, it's not by his strength, but it's by his spirit. So that's the first key that we want to bring to you today. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in every circumstance, in every situation in our life. We need the Spirit of God to be our everything, to be our everything. That Spirit of God covers everything, and it's a spirit, so therefore it does not just settle one place, it's everywhere. Turning it over to you, Minister Elect Monica.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Good morning, saints of God. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. As my sister said, this scripture is really, really rooted in the fact that we have a favor because we are actually in a relationship and we are in a bond with the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. and His Holy Spirit is going to move upon that kinship. Because of that Holy Spirit comforter, because of the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells in all of us who are believers, we have to understand the mechanism of that favor. That favor is going to come regardless of whether you understand it or not. That favor is going to stand tall whether you're ready for it or not. And it's not by your cleverness. It's not by your intelligence. It's not by the strength of your body or by the might or the power that is in each and every human. It is absent of that. It is because of the absence of that. That is why he was able to use David, a small shepherd boy, to slay Goliath, a giant. It was that. It was the reason why he was able to take 300 men from the control of Gilead to move over an army of hundreds of thousands of men. So at the end of the day, we have to realize that it's not by our cleverness, it's not by our might or power, it's by God's Holy Spirit, and the power that dwells within him, that dwells within us, is what moves us into position to complete anything that he has set forth. Time goes on, we have to recognize that all we have to do is just show up for the fight, to show up and allow God to use you in that purpose. As I read the scripture, it made me so proud and confident in the fact that the relationship I have with the Father, that we can actually know that no matter what he set forth, whatever his plan is, we don't have to know the intimate details. All we have to know is that he has our back. All we have to know and understand is that whatever he has spoken forth, it is already done. We have already been a part of the plan and didn't even realize it because it was already spoken and developed in heaven. So as it fell on earth, we were just manifesting something that already is. But see, it doesn't require us to have our input. It doesn't require for us to have our say-so on how it should be done. All we have to do to activate that thing, to let God use us, is to motivate and move, knowing that we are moving by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything will be accomplished, and we just have to show up with a willing heart, knowing that our Father, our God in heaven, is going to make it all possible. Because you know what? It's not impossible, but it's possible through him. That's why we call it him possible. It's possible because God has his hand in it. And that's a beautiful thing to know, but a lot of us haven't tapped into that knowledge, haven't tapped into that favor, haven't tapped into that inheritance of having that anointing that just flows through you, so that no matter where God sends you, no matter where you go, he is with you. He is working through you because you are a tool. You are his tool. You are his handiwork. You are a vessel that is allowing him to move throughout this world, throughout this universe, and have complete control of any and everything that he has set forth for us to do. He is in control. And when we take that mindset of God is in control and we take ourselves out of the equation, the power resonates. The power moves and it makes things shift. The shift in the atmosphere is not because of what we did. It's because of God's Holy Spirit. And we're just that. We are that lightning rod. And if you've ever seen a lightning rod on top of a building, it's just a plain rod. But until the electricity and that lightning hits that rod, it has nothing but a presence. But once that lightning rod is struck by lightning and that lightning shoots down and that power comes through it, then it grounds and it makes everything in a mode of being safe. It takes away all the things that would destroy that building. It would take away the fire potential. It would take away anything that would be magnetized by the electricity. It would take all of those things that were negative away, and it makes it positive. And that's what we are. We are positively charged by the Holy Spirit, and we just need to thank God that we have that favor in our life. Because, see, that in itself is evidence, is the proof that you are at one with him. Because, see, the Holy Spirit will not dwell where his Holy Spirit is not happy or comfortable. If you're not in a place where the Holy Spirit can indwell with you, then there's no way that the Holy Spirit will even occupy the space of things that is not of why we have to keep ourselves upright. We have to keep ourselves open-minded, open-hearted, willing to the things of God, open to God's will. Back over to you, sister, for more of this willingness, for more of this courage, for more of this understanding of the power is not by us, but by our weakness, by our lack of presence, but at the same time, consciousness of who God is and what he's doing in our lives through us.
I like when you say the lack of presence. When she said the lack of presence, it just reminded me that I needed to make sure that the Holy Spirit, that he just fills me up. The Holy Spirit just fills me up all the time. So I can move out of the way and he can be just who he is, just reside, just the power, his power just over and deal with every circumstances and situation. And this is not something that happens overnight. It's a process. It's a process, and it's a process that you have to train yourself up to. It's something that you have to work on every day. It's something that you have to petition for. You have to ask for it. And in your weakness, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to be your strength. In your time of confusion, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to be the person that be in that place to calm you. In your time of fear, you have to have the Holy Spirit to be that person that give you the courage. In that time of chaos, the Holy Spirit needs to be the place of to bring you peace. And when you get to that situation, someone shared, that's why I say it's a whole bunch of scriptures that came forth just off of that one scripture. And it took me, when you're to the place when you realize that it's the Spirit, it's not your strength, it's not your power, but it's the Spirit, you'll be in a place where you don't have to worry about everything. Instead, you pray about everything and you tell God what you need and you thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. When you allow God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to abide in you, as Minister Elect stated, to abide in you and to become your leader, your guide, your everything, it becomes your everything. That's your dependency right then and there. It's not self-dependency in this situation. In the natural, we do need self-dependency to get ourselves to a different state. But today we're talking about on the spiritual level that you need this Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to lead you and to guide you. And then when you talk to God about it, you don't have to sit and worry about it because, as Minister Elect said, God already has it. And with the prophecy, I have to go back to the prophecy. I know that I shared my notes with some of my family members, and they, oh my God, oh, I got to do this. Oh, how I'm going to do this? How I'm going to do that? And it just was, you know, it was fine that they realized that, okay, well, yeah, prophecy have came forth, and because the picture frame, I also shared that too, so they know that God's word is real. They know that the prophecy is real and things are going to take place, but because they do not possess the Holy Spirit, it turns into a chaotic state to the point I just had to take myself out of the equation and ask God to fill me back up with peace and to just take all the loud noise and snatching of, you know, like how somebody just got a running their hand down a chalkboard and sitting. And that's when God took me, the Holy Spirit took me to that scripture. And I found it. I was looking for something else through a text message, and it popped right up in my face because someone had shared it with me last week, last Tuesday. As a matter of fact, it was shared to me 1 week ago, and I had to go back and sit and say, don't worry about anything. Don't sit and put yourself in a place of worryation. Train your thoughts. Train your mind so God's peace can guard your heart. Whatever the circumstances is, whatever the situation is, God has an outlet for you. And that outlet is His Spirit. His Spirit, that the one that you call on, the one that when you in a sense of where you need extra comfort, you call on Him. When you in a state of confusion, you call, and this is what God renders to you. But as I say, it's not something that just happens overnight. We have to put ourselves in a place where it becomes a practice, where it becomes where you condition your mind, be in a place with God by praying, by fasting, by consecrating yourself, by meditating on His word, by being a hearer, and not just being a hearer, being a doer. And this is what Paul was the best example going into Philippians 4. I'm sorry. Paul was the best example. Paul came out of doing what he was taught, and he transformed himself to be Christ-like. And being Christ-like, he had to sit and have everything stripped from him so God could replace everything in him. So his mindset had to be changed. His way of thinking had to be changed. The way he saw things had to be changed. And how did those things change? He accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And Jesus, when he left this earth, he left us, he left me, he left you, a comforter, which is by the name of the Holy Spirit. It has a name, the Holy Spirit, which is our strength, which is our power, which is our love, which is our joy. It brings everything all into one. And therefore, while going through what God has just given us, the responsibilities that God has given us, so we can be in a safe place, so we can be in a place where we're under the Most High, where we can be in our shelter, where we can be in a place where our peace is guarded and we don't have to worry because our storehouses are packed up. We don't have to worry because we know that the Holy Spirit abides in us, and we know that we don't have to be afraid because we know that the Comforter is right here with us. And like I said, it takes a practice to do. It takes a practice to do. You cannot be put in a state of chaos right now. You must allow the Spirit of God to be your peace. You must allow the Spirit of God to guard your heart. You cannot go into a frantic for those that don't know Christ, because, see, we have an advantage. We get up every day, Monday through Friday, and we get up and we come before the Lord. Sometimes we have double blessings throughout the week. And then on Sundays, we're before the Lord every single day. And I'm just asking you, don't just do what we do. Don't just do what I do, Apostle Temple. Find place in your busy day to start your own practice, to start training your mind, to start doing the things of Christ, so the Holy Spirit could lead you and guide you. So your responsibility, you are able to move out of the way. All you need to do is be obedient. All you need to be is disciplined, because it's already, like Monica said, it has already been done. You just need the manifestation to come forth. You need to activate your faith and not put it in a place where you believe and you have faith, but a situation come up and that faith is moved out of the way. You have to hold on and trust and believe that the Holy Spirit is working in your life. Turning it over to you, Monica.
Yes, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I am God all by myself. I could hear the Spirit of the Lord just letting me know that he's like, Monica, I got this. Monica, I got this. So as I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this, it just resonates into my spirit, and I'm trying to relay to y'all exactly the essence of that thing. It's God saying that he has it. I am the great I am is what he said. And as he says that, it just resonates through our spirit. And if we can be humble and accept that, knowing that, understanding and trust and know that whatever God hand is on, it is already done. It's taken care of. We can get out of the way by just submitting to God and saying, God, have your way. Let your will be done. And as we're taught, as we're taught to even pray, we are taught to even pray in the spirit. And as we begin our day, my sister and everyone on the broadcast, we always ask the Lord to decrease us and increase him. You know what that means? That means that we are actually taking a knee. We are actually moving aside. We are taking our personal opinions, our personal feelings, emotions, and all of that, our wisdom and understanding that we have, and setting it to the side. And we're saying, Lord, let your Holy Spirit just indwell in us and consume us and take over in this situation, whether we're going over a Bible study, scripture, or we're just praying in the spirit. So as we move out of the way, and like my sister said, we get out of God's way, God has full reign. He has the ability to move any and everything that needs to be moved into place, situated to where he can build it up. And that temple of the gospel that we're building, it's not by human force. It's not by human intellect or understanding or mindset. It's by the Holy Spirit, by God's holy, holy spirit. And that thing is so divine, it's so powerful that there is no error there. That divine grace has the ability to take over and overlap anything that is lacking. It stretches and it covers anything far beyond our expectation or even our even beyond our understanding. So as we have a blueprint that's presented to us in the spirit that God wants this done, he doesn't need us to do it, to make it manifest. But he uses us because we are willing vessels, that we are his handiwork, and that he created us holy for certain purposes. So as we recognize that he is the creator and we are the created, then we submit to what God has already set forth in whatever purpose he put out there and whatever plan he had in each and every life of everyone within the sound of my voice. And as you listen to God's purpose for you, as you recognize God moving you strategically, just like I said many times before, he shows me a vision of us being on chessboards. And in that chessboard, you have that black and white floor. And he says, move forward one step, move left one step, move forward three steps, move right one step. That instant understanding of I must do this, and understanding that if I trust him, it's going to lead me to the path of righteousness. It's going to lead me into God's will and to his plan. That is a wise, mature understanding and relationship built upon what the Holy Spirit that God has given us has gave us the favor to manifest all those things that would seem impossible to the human mind, but always possible because God is in it. His hand is in it. And as he says, I'm God all by myself. No, he don't need me. Like I said, he don't need anybody. But at the end of the day, I bow down at his feet and we say, Lord, use us, make us, into fashion us into the tool in this purpose, in this act that you need done. So as we show up willingly and as God uses us, we see things manifest that we had no clue that was going to come out, that was not going to, you know, that was not going to happen under human might or human capabilities, but it would be supernatural. That's when you see the healings take place. That's when you see the deliverance take place. Because, see, we're standing in the gap. We're present, and we're there, and the Holy Spirit is flowing through us. So you witness, too. It wasn't because you witnessed. It was because the Spirit of God was in you. It went through you to that person. And God's plan was actually manifested, and it was moved into a position of completion. And that completion is something that we have to look forward to. It's what we have to chase after. We have to look for that plan in action in our lives, in our world, because as the body of Christ, we have things that we can manifest and move into that we don't even have awareness of because we trust God. And God is going to use us whether we recognize it or not, whether his ways are explained to us or we are given visions of it, we should still have that unadulterated obedience, that mindset that God said it, and it is so. Back over to you, sister.
And also, when we walking in the covering of God, we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to worry about the enemy. You don't have to worry about different things that's coming in and how things or how you're going to make things prosper, because you are, God has already, like she said, has already set things aside, and he has already applied his grace. He's applied his grace in the situation. God would never leave us nor forsake us. And then we have to remember that we have to walk in kingdom principles. We have to know that just the kingdom of God itself is peace, love, joy. You're in a place of high, and that's where that spirit leads you and keep you. And Minister Elect Monica went into a part of understanding. And just to know that when you are, like, again, I'm talking about the prophetic message that's coming through. Just know that that message came through, and God, we are already in the kingdom. The kingdom is your home. The kingdom is your home, and living in the kingdom of God is a way of life for us. It's not a religion. So we have to remember that everything that we do, because we are in the kingdom, that God's spirit is going to lead us. We have to remember that it's not a place of boredom. It's not a place of confusion. It's not a place where we have to sit and have chaos. This is a place that we have love. We have peace. We have joy. The fruits of the spirit come in. And I said the spirit is the answer that's going to take you into a place where you know that everything is going to be okay. That's why it's not by power. It's not by strength. It is by the spirit. Being put into the place, having the structure, a foundation. Get your foundation together. Get your structure everything together, and then know where you're at in that place. When you in the kingdom, you are in the presence of the Lord. You know that when you in the kingdom, you know that God is with you because you feel his presence. You feel his Holy Spirit upon you. You know. I got this. Even though I may sit and I may be afraid, I have to sit and process my mind to sit and say that it's going to be okay. Even though in my 2020 eyesight, I may not see what's coming before me, but I am in the presence of the Lord. I am in the kingdom. I am applying the things, the principles of God. I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do, and I'm sitting and I'm taking myself out of the equation, and I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. And it may not happen overnight. It may not happen a month from now. It may not happen a year from now. But the fact of it is, you're remaining. You're still trusting. You're believing that faith never goes anywhere. But the most part, you've transformed your mind. You've taken stinking thinking out of the equation. You've unguarded your heart. You've taken all the stones and the different things that built up around your heart. You've allowed the spirit to break it. Chains were broken. Chains were broken. Spirits that were not of God has been released. They have been moved, and now you have the authority to place them under your feet so you can do the things that's responsible. Forgiveness lingers no more. You get into a place where you are able to forgive those that has trespassed against you, that have drugged you through the mud, who have assassinated your character, and to do all of those things, you still stand it. Why? Because you elected to allow the Holy Spirit, not fighting a battle by yourself, not going out cursing, not doing whatever, but you started praying, you started fasting, you start being a doer of your word. You closed your eyes to the negativity. You closed your ear gates to all of the gossip and all of these different things. And you said, because if Nita had to do it, I'd still be in a place of lack of. I'd still be in a place of darkness. But because I invited, I accepted the Holy Spirit to lead me and to guide me, I no longer have to depend on my strength. I no longer have to depend on my power to see how strong I am, how strong I can sit, how many whippings I can take, how many beatings, how many nails I can take. You no longer have to do that, because the Spirit of God is your comforter. The Spirit of God is your answer. The Spirit of God is your key. And this is what you need to know on this day. Do not sit and worry about the prophetic word that came forth to you on Sunday. Put yourself in a place and let God know that he already knows what we have and what we don't have. Make just being who you are, know, identify who the Holy Spirit is. Let the Holy Spirit talk to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit know, even though I know you know, but I don't have this. A provision has been made. All of this was said on Sunday. A provision has been made. God placed people in your life that you can help, that can help you. Don't sit and worry about things that you cannot control, because God is the controller of everything. Even if it does not look like it on this day and time, God is the controller of everything. Every time you open your eyes, it is because God controlled you waking up this morning. God is the controller of everything. I cannot sit and say it enough. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that God is the controller of situation when you constantly doing the same thing over and over. You the controller of that situation. God is not here but to put us into a place where we just going through this and we going through that. That comes out of acts of disobedience. If you put yourself in a place where you allow and you surrender everything and you are sick and tired of being in a place that you in, miserable, grumpy, always in a state where you don't have any peace, love, and joy, then you're going to stay that place. He's given us the answer. The answer is his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's up to you. It's up to me how we allow that Spirit. As Monica said, if you don't want it to be there, God is not going. It's not going to be in a place where it's not acceptable. God is not getting ready. He gives us free will, free choice, where he's going to sit and fight a battle like you all may think that he's going to do. No, he got so many other people that's in a place that's trying to find him, that wants him to allow him to be the head, to lead, to the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them. You have so many people over in other countries, foreign countries, that's learning who Jesus Christ is, accepting them as his Lord and Savior, so their circumstances could change. And the one way you allow your circumstance to change is to move out of the way. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Let the Holy Spirit be your strength. Let the Holy Spirit have you be a doer of Christ, not just a person that's sitting and talking about it, but being a doer of it. Let the Holy Spirit stretch your faith so far out that you know that it was only God that had you and came and rescued you when you might have been in a place that you just continue to be obedient and follow the footsteps that God has given you to follow. And when you might have been doing it blindfolded, but when you wake up or you look up, you see you might have been on a cliff. God saved you from that cliff. The Holy Spirit saved you from that cliff. So be in a place. Be encouraged. Be encouraged because you know that the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you. Be encouraged because it's not by your power, it's not by your might, but it is by the Holy Spirit, the power surge that when he just gets inside of us, that fills us up, that lightens us up, that puts us in a place where when we feel depleted, we get to the point where we take a knee. You may be standing. You may fall on the ground and go into an infant stage, and you saying, Holy Spirit, fill me up. Fill me up until I overflow, because I realize when I'm at the end of my rope, when I've depleted, I'm almost depleted because of my disobedience, because of me not being disciplined, because me ignoring you, but for me just sitting and saying, at this point in time, you make no difference in my life. I realize that I've lied. I realize that I've been defeated. I realize that I'm deceiving nobody but myself. But I'm asking you and I'm praying to you on today to fill me up. Fill me up and never again allow me to get into a dry place. And this is what we need for each and every one of us to do on today. And know that God has this. He wouldn't have given a spoken word if he did not want you and I and everybody that's under the sound of our voice to be in a safe place, in a place of refuge. When the rat race takes place, you able to sit back and you become the intercessor. You start praying for those that refuse to listen. You start praying for peace over the land. You start speaking different things into the atmosphere so things can change. So I just want everybody to understand when God, not everybody prophetic means something to me, but when I've seen something and I have it before my face and I've seen it manifest and I see another word come through, I just want you to know the urgency that I feel. And I'm not being emotional. I'm at a place right now where I don't want anybody to be left behind. I don't want anybody to be left behind because of pride, left behind because they're still in the darkness, especially when you're being taught about it. You've been taught about what is to come. You've been taught how to deal with the things that are to come. So there's no excuse. The point, I just need everybody to receive it and then apply it into their life. That's what's important. And the only way that you're going to be able to accomplish the things that you do, the Spirit is the one. If you want everlasting results into your life, I'm not talking about temporary situations. I'm talking about situations where you are in a permanent fixture, where you know tomorrow things things are not going to get worse, they're going to get better because you received a permanent fix in your life, and that's the Holy Spirit. Minister Elect Monica, is there anything else you need to say?
Before she comes on, I want to jump in. All right, God bless all of you all.
Okay.
God bless everyone. Listen, peoples of God, and I know it's a good little bit of you all are on here. You know, the prophetic word that God released, it's no word, it's nothing that I even want to come on and give you a sense of comfort, a sense of relief of it, because there's no sense of comfort, there's no sense of relief. It's wisdom for individual begin to worry. I'm worried. You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. Pastor is worried. You know, it'd be crazy for me not to be worried. And a lot of times people, you know, we'll try to say, hey, put this, you don't know. You know, we still got life we have to live. Even though we're not out there in that foolishness and different things like that, folks still got to go to work. We still got lives we have to live. So, you know, even with ourselves, one wrong move can cause, you know, our family in jeopardy or put them in jeopardy, different things that we don't have, you know. It's wisdom. I got to have some deep Bible study in this area, but it's wisdom to have a sense of urgency, sense of worry before the storm comes. You know, and a lot of times people try to go to panicking in the midst of the storm. It's too late then, you know. And the thing about it is when we go to panicking or worry, you know, let's make sure we panic and worry enough to make sure we begin to supply our house and get different things that we need. That's wisdom in that. You know, it's wisdom in the area of fearing the Lord. It's wisdom in the area of doing different things. Amen. So it's wisdom right now. You know, it's wisdom because at the end of the day, it's no pretty word because the word is not excluding any of us. It doesn't matter who you are. It's not excluding anybody. And it don't have nothing to do with saved or being saved or not saved. You know, when a prophet comes or whatever, it's a mouthpiece for the world. It's a mouthpiece for whatever area that God is using the individual to reach that range. Because you look at the children of Israel, when God led all them out, all them people won Holy Ghost filled, baptized, and all this kind of stuff. Moses had a war with a whole bunch of them. My goodness, some of them were so wicked to where they began to worship another god, begin to make other gods and different things like that. But did God kill them all? Did all this kind of stuff? Well, God had to deal with them at that time. But he still let them out. He still brought people out, even though he knew a lot of people wasn't into that thing, wasn't hearing them, all this kind of stuff here. But when you apply the scriptures of God, you know you shall be saved. I read for God to save a non-believer, and that way they have a chance to be made a believer other than this judgment stuff and all this doomsday stuff that many people talks about. Then guess what? That soul is lost. You know, that soul is lost, and people understand this. God ain't trying to kill folks and, oh, you finna get some judgment. And all this evil God, all this evil person that people describe God to be, you know, you got to understand this is business. Why God want to cut off peoples of God and just cut off his saints and people because of they got wrongness and all this kind of stuff here, and where the kingdom of hell is just enhancing itself. The Bible says it's enhancing itself daily. You know, it's enlarging itself. So we got to understand, you know, and I thank God, and a lot of times some things is a sense of people are listening. Because if they wasn't listening, you'll walk around here with a sense of, man, I hear you, but, yeah, it's all good. It's going to be all right. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing going to happen, man. We got this. That's the dangerous person right there. That's the individual is careless, and anybody need to be worried is that individual is like that needs to be worried. But when you got enough sense to know that, hey, man, this thing is serious, and what God is saying is serious, I don't seen it come to pass, I don't heard it, you have a sense of urgency, you have a sense of worry. And it's not a negative worry, it's a worry that I'm worrying at God, making sure that I'm following the instructions, I'm proof, I'm safe, and understanding that I am not a person that, you know, I cannot be touched. I understand I can be touched too. And this is where a lot of leaders get people in trouble. Like they got, no, you can get touched too. You know, ain't no one excused or ain't no one is different things. Sometimes you walk outside of the will. Don't even know you outside of the door and you got touched. It's safety in the wisdom of God. I love the story about the man of God, Ezekiel, when God says, son of man, can these bones be made whole? Even though he know the answer, but he just didn't want to give the answer or just say the answer, just like, I don't know nothing, God, without you. He said, God, only thou knowest. He ain't going to say, God, I got this. Yeah, they can make whole. God, you God. What do you mean, can they be made whole? You can do whatever. Yeah, we got this, God. Let's go ahead and do it. No. He said, no, God, only thou know it. So we don't go with all that common sense and whatever. We also could be effective as well. It's no way to encourage. I don't have no, it's, this is not, and I don't want no one to try to put encouragement, or it's going to, no, it's not going to be all right. If you don't listen to the word of God, it's not going to be all right. If you don't do things that it needs to be done, it's not going to be all right. That's the truth of the whole matter. It's not going to be all right. And it's a possibility that you can put your life in jeopardy and you can put whoever connected with you in jeopardy as well. It's not going to be all right. And that's something that we as saints of God, we have to be direct with and be honest with. It's not going to be all right. The bottom line. And at the end of the day, the world is not going to get better. The world is going to continue to get worse. How is that? That's prophecy. That's Bible. That's all that. The beast going to come down, the Antichrist. You got all that kind of stuff going to come to pass. So it's going to get what? It's going to get worse. So I'm not going to pray for all this. No, the world need to be saved. They need to have salvation. I'm not praying for, oh, Lord, protect our president. First of all, the president need to be saved. How in the world we expect God to give spiritual gifts to unsaved folks? And the first thing we need to do is have what? Salvation. And we got, as believers, we have to take a stand on the process and whatever it is. And at the end of the day, it can be wicked leaders in position. Oh, that's just what God wants. No, that's what people voted for. Let's get God out of the equation. That's what you've done, or if you didn't vote it for. That's just the structure of the world, and it was your choice. And when your choice spoke louder than your actions, we can't go and put it on God. That's our choice. It's our choice if we don't take things serious. It's our choice. And I believe that before something suddenly happened or before it happened, regardless if people believe the word or heard the word, they're going to hear this word. It's going to be many people prophesying. It's going to be many echoings. It's going to be many things come before God moves in. And God always be speaking. But the problem is, where are you? Where's your connection? Where are you at when he speaks? And he's always speaking. So there's no way of putting it. There's no pretty way of putting it. I'm not going to dress it up, and I don't want it to be dressed up, because the word of God doesn't come for it to be dressed up. You are not going to be okay. It's not going to be all right. If you don't do what the instruction that you say that the Lord told you to do, it will be devastated. That's the bottom line. You're taking a chance. You're taking a gamble. At the end of the day, God never, and people got to understand this. Your life here on earth never was promised for eternity. It's heaven. God said, choose it, you know, this day who you're going to serve. It's either you're going to choose heaven or you're going to choose hell. That's your eternity place, one of them two, you know. That where you'll spend your everlasting life at, and we got to understand. So our lifespan, God does has a set time for every man and every woman. But you could choose if you want to stop your lifespan right now. It's your choice. It's power of life. It's power. It ain't no, that just must with God's will. For somebody to take a gun and shoot themselves suicidal, that ain't God's will. The Bible speaks against that. You know, God speak against foolish ways. He speak against unwise decisions. The Bible speaks against all that kind of stuff. So that ain't God's will. Amen? So we got to really look at this here. And having a sense of urgency or a little sense of panic right now is wisdom. It's wisdom. When God speak, I'm very clear. At the end of the day, I have a little sense of urgency and panic. That's why I go to the store and let me grab me a vitamin, grab some salad, let me grab this. Let's go ahead and put this to the side. Let's go ahead and do this. Why? Because I have a sense of urgency and worry enough to do what God says do. Don't fluff it up. It's not, and this is some things that in the things of God, we don't need to fluff up. Leave it like it is. That's what it is. Yep. Yep. I'm glad that you're taking it seriously. I'm glad, because there's no way else to put it. Understand that, people of God. Understand that. And I think that's what happened to the body of Christ when individuals come out and say, what's that? Then we'll try to say, well, you're going to be okay. No, you're not. I don't know. No, you're not. children of Israel, I believe that was a frightening situation when the death angel coming by their doors and windows and they feeling things shaking, feel this old eerie spirit. They don't even know. Yeah, they say to put the blood. Will this blood actually work? I just did it because the Lord said it. We really don't know. Yeah, that's a very, it's a very tedious situation. Same thing. So I want people to have a sense of urgency, a sense of worry enough that, hey, man, it's messed with you good enough to say, man, only way I'm going to be safe, stay in my house. I'm going to stay, I ain't going to be going, I ain't be going reckless places no more. I can't do that. I'm going to go to work, go to whatever I got to do to take care of my family. I'm back home. Great. And I hope it brings enough fear enough in you for you could do so. That's wisdom. Amen. Back to you all.
Thank you, Apostle. We're going to leave you all with peace, love, and happiness, and allow that sense of urgency to lead you and to guide you. We'll see you back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. May the Spirit of the Lord just lead you and guide you, and His countenance fall upon you on this day. Be safe and keep God as your strength, your power, and allow His Spirit to lead you. Amen.